As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me the evidence. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday, September the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news of sorts, hard facts, that's for sure, and workable solutions wherever and whenever we can find them. If you can't remember the last time, excuse me, that you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to be my email. Although we're going to have to use a shoehorn today. I got a lot of email yesterday. Still working my way through it. 160 pieces of mail. Wow. Anyway, bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. Go ahead and take over my weekend for me. And for those without any without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number again remains 866-841-1065 throughout the broadcast. All of our contact information can be found at BecomeVocalLocal.com. Jump in the chat room and enjoy the chat this morning. Gold breaks $1,300. Silver nudges a 30-year high as the U.S. dollar index falls. We'll talk about that in a moment. Investment bankers rule. Rural Missouri IT, Fed Chief, Basel III, going to all of that as well. Millennium Development Summit, UN Women and Children, Common Purpose. Yeah, we'll go into some of those, too. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's get our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold trading up $5.80 at $1,298.30 an ounce. Silver up 22 cents at $21.36 a troy ounce. Platinum up $8. This is the trend at $1,645 an ounce. Palladium up $12 at $558. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market. Good news for the gold bulls. A bull market continues in gold. Good news for the gold folk out there. The low in the market this morning, $1,290.90, and a new record set this morning at $1,301 even. You heard me right, $1,301. Gold poked its nose over the $1,300 line, but at $1,298.30 an ounce, your gold is up year to year, $304.60 an ounce for a 30.65% return on your investment. Gold at $1,300, gotta like it. We'll be right back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our very good Friday, September the 24th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back into our market report again. Good news for the gold bulls. Gold up $5.80 in early trading at $1,298.30 an ounce, after topping $1,300 earlier. Silver up 22 cents at $21.36. We've got an article coming up on both this gold and silver move. Be sharing with you momentarily. Platinum up $8 at $1,645 an ounce. And palladium up 12 at $558. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London didn't like to do it, but they set the price at $1,298 and it went right above that. But right now, at least an hour ago, it was trading right back on top of that figure. So we're holding real tight to that line, that $1,300 line this morning. Overnight, the SPDR gold shares dropped off 2.74 metric tons, selling in and profiting, no doubt. They're holding this morning 1,301.43 metric tons, which is almost exactly the high for this morning on the gold. But it's valued on the street at these spot prices at $54 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, not doing too well, not wearing a happy face, lost 77, closing down at 10,662. The NASDAQ closed off 7 at 2327, and the standard and also very poor 500 index was down 9, closing at 1,125. Crude oil this morning up 74 cents a barrel. Watch a change at the pumps coming soon in a town near you. $75.92 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. U.S. dollar index this morning off 47 basis points. This is the great quandary here. This is the perplexity of the morning. Off 47 basis points at 79.65. Bad news for the USDX, no doubt about it. It impacts the foreign exchange rates, nothing but green ink in there, as everybody's currency is getting more, buying more U.S. dollars. The Canadian loonie, our Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement partner to the north, the Canadian loonie up 93 basis points as a result of this USDX drop, and they're exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 97 cents apiece. The Mexican peso, unfortunately pegged to the U.S. dollar, moves up 0.57 basis points, and yet still exchanges at 12.5625 pesos per dollar, or 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning, big move in the euro, up 112 basis points at $1.35 U.S. The British pound, also strong, moving up 67 basis points at $1.58. And that Swiss franc continues to move higher and higher, up 57 basis points now, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.02. So it's gone beyond parity and climbing away from the dollar. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond, the U.S. Treasuries yielding, going lower and lower, 0.44%. Not good news in the Treasuries. The 10-year at 2.60, and the 30-year yield is 3.78%. The 15-year fixed mortgages this morning, had a friend stop by yesterday. We're talking about mortgages, trying to find a way to save his farm. Got a big organic soybean grower in the area, and he's in peril for $30,000. Anybody out there who's got $30,000 and wants to get an interest in an organic soybean farm, give me a shout during the day, and I'll try and get you in touch with the man. If you got $30,000 you want to invest in prime property, organic soybeans, let me know. Anyway, 15-year mortgages this morning, fixed-rate mortgages, moves down from 3.96% a month ago to 3.79% this morning. And the 30-year moves down from 4.53% to 4.31%. The prime rate, of course, stands at 3.25%. Big news this morning, of course, is the durable good orders and the new home sales. New home sales will be up here on my screen in just a moment. Let's go ahead and click that one right there, open that, and let's jump over here and get this one right here and talk about the durable goods. Not a really good news. Today's headline number for durables disappointed a bit, but ex-transportation showed broad-based strength. What are they talking about? You take the transportation portion out of the durable goods. In other words, you take out the jets and you take out all of the tractor trailers, Kenworth, Peterbilt, and all that. Take all that stuff out of there, the transportation sector. Take the General Motors out of there, and then you look at what you have left, and it doesn't look good. New factory orders for durable goods in August dipped 1.3%, following a 0.7% rebound in July. Again, you do averaging across those 2 months, and you'll see that you're about 5 points down. The August decline was somewhat more negative than analysts projected for a 1% decrease. July's figure was an upward revision from the prior estimate of 0.4%. Excluding transportation, new durable orders gained 2% following a 2.8% drop in July. So there's going to be more on that. Watch these numbers as they come up. You know, this kind of material is what is driving the market, these kind of reports. This one, the new home sales, doesn't look too good. This was the consensus before the announcement. I'm going to check back on this one and see whether or not we can pick that up with the actual report. Let's jump over here and pick up the gold news. Pretty good article here off of Bloomberg. Nicholas Larkin writing solo, September 24th. New news, gold climbs to $1,300 on dollar concern and silver at a 30-year high. Gold futures rose to a record $1,300 an ounce in New York, we should say at $1,301. Rose to a record $1,300 an ounce in New York as investors sought a protection of wealth and an alternative to a weakening dollar. How do you protect yourself against this dollar-denominated asset bubble that we live in? You get out of the dollars, get rid of the third-party risk, get into gold and silver and other precious metals and other commodities. I don't care, hog bellies, wheat futures, get out of the dollar, get into something real. Bullion traded at an all-time high in London, and silver reached the highest price since 1980. Okay? So also remember this Jim Willie YouTube series that you can find on thegoldenjackass.com, and you can find out the kind of pressure they're under in London as gold bullion and silver bullion is going to start to go up in price. The dollar headed for a weekly drop against the euro on concern the Federal Reserve is moving closer to boosting debt purchases. All right, what are they talking about there? Going closer and closer to quantitative easing. Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel. Bernanke's plan for America. Spend our way into prosperity. He's still stuck on the Keynesian stupidity. Gold, which usually moves inversely to the greenback. What does he mean there? All right. For over almost 2 years, the gold and the dollar have been pretty much decoupled. And what Nicholas Larkin is intimating here is that they're starting to couple back up again. And as the dollar goes down, gold is going up. Maybe we'll stay in a relationship like that for some time to come. We'll have to wait and see how it develops. But gold, again, which usually moves inversely to the greenback, advanced to a record for the fourth day this week. Silver, which is used in industrial applications, headed for a fifth weekly advance. One of the things he never says about silver is that silver is in a much greater shortage, if you will, than gold. And that silver very well and likely may outperform and continue to outperform gold going forward, right? There's a whole lot more demand for silver, and there's not that much silver to be had. And it's very difficult to keep your fingers on the silver. A lot of the silver winds up in the landfills with your old cell phones and stuff like that. All your electronic equipment, all that silver solder just gets thrown away. It's extremely difficult to recycle it. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Back once again into this Bloomberg article celebrating a $1,300 gold day today. I'm certainly content with this. Gold is showing there is no confidence in the dollar, said Bernard Sin. I don't know whether that's to his shame or not. Bernard Sin, the head of currency and metal trading at the bullion refiner MKS Finance SA in Geneva, Switzerland. Recent, quote, data has been showing signs of a troubled economy. That's why we have seen this huge buying for investors as a safe haven, close quote. That's right. People all over the world want to get rid of that counterparty risk, want to get involved with a little bit of something real. Moving away from the dollar-denominated assets, getting into metals, even copper, for goodness sakes, anything. Anything's better than this paper that they hand around. Gold futures for delivery in December added as much as 3% to $1,300 an ounce and traded at $1,299.40 at 5:16 a.m. on the COMEX in New York. Gold for immediate delivery advanced 0.5% to a record of $1,298.38 an ounce and was last at $1,298.05. Gold up 18% this year, well, yeah, but I always use year to year. Year to year, it's up 30.65%. Gold up 18% this year in London is heading for its 10th consecutive annual gain. Say it again, the 10th consecutive annual gain, the longest winning streak since at least 1920. Bullion has outperformed global equities, treasuries, and most industrial metals, prompting record investments in gold-backed exchange-traded products and funds. The metal rallied as central banks and governments maintained low borrowing costs and spent trillions of dollars to stimulate their economies. Silver, for immediate delivery, climbed as much as 1.2% to $21.39 an ounce in London, when it was last at $21.34. And that article by Nicholas Larkin, a good writer indeed. Let's see what else we've got on the browser here. Jump over and clean that side. We'll come back to there. Let's jump over here and look at Gulliver. This is a rather interesting one, just to kind of give us an idea that this is where we're going. Go back on the archives, a long ways back, you'll find the history of banking, the new economic order that I put together for you. I don't know, recall how many segments there was, but there was quite a few. We also studied economics here, all the things that you get in our little internet homeschool classroom. We titled Become Vocal Local. But we spoke about the difference between investment banks and commercial banks. And, of course, the firewall was taken down between the investment banks and the commercial banks and the Glass-Steagall Act and all of that. And so now the investment banks are moving to the fore. This article off Bloomberg, Andrew McCaskill and Amberly Choudhury, interesting name, Choudhury, writing for Bloomberg collaboratively, Gulliver promotion at HSBC marks the rise of investment bankers. Stuart Gulliver's appointment as chief executive officer of HSBC Holdings PLC, Europe's biggest lender, in case you were wondering who the biggest lender was, there you go, leaves investment bankers holding 6 of the top 8 positions at Britain's biggest banks, you see. So it's like the head of departments, the department heads are shifting, and the investment bankers, all right, are taking control of the situation, moving away from the commercial banking aspect. This is the captains of finance and industry. Commercial bank would be the bankers for the industry, whereas the investment banking is the captain of finance, if you will. Gulliver, again, who has led HSBC's investment banking since 2006, will replace Michael Guggenheim, this has got to be Irish, as CEO at the end of the year, a person familiar with the matter said. He joins fellow investment bankers Robert Diamond, spelled with an IA as opposed to IMOND like Jamie Diamond, the newly appointed CEO at Barclays PLC, Chairman Marcus Agius, Royal Bank of Scotland Group PLC, Stephen Hester, RBS Chairman Philip Hampton, and the Lloyds Chairman Wynne Bischoff. Now, there's a nice little list. This is, you can find it all up on Bloomberg this morning. If you're making your list and checking it twice, here's the top pajamas in the drawer that holds all the investment banking heads. The sad reality is that if you've grown up in retail banking, you don't know about derivatives and convertibles. Well, I know all about convertibles. Used to have a 57 Chevrolet. It was a head-turner and a showstopper. But as far as derivatives are concerned, that's the crap you have to clean up under a Harley-Davidson, my experience tells me. But anyway, Simon Maugham, a banking analyst at MF Global in London, who has a neutral recommendation on HSBC. The risk is that the investment banker comes with a very different time horizon, a different profile, and of course a very different remuneration expectation, which distorts the nature of the bank. All right? So this shift is not a good thing in the eyes of many. Total investment banking losses were 5 times higher at RBS, Lloyds, Barclays, and then at their consumer units between 2008 and the first 6 months of 2010. In other words, the beginning of the Depression. According to Bruce Packard, a London-based bank analyst at Seymour Pierce, investment bankers have been attacked by politicians and the public for causing the financial crisis. So they caused the crisis, and then they come out as the little G godmen, the kings, at the end. Spivs and gamblers. Business Secretary Vince Cable attacked bankers in a speech to party workers this week, describing them as spivs and gamblers. I don't know what a spiv is yet. Kind of not. I never heard that. Maybe it could be. Well, I won't go there. A British government commissioned inquiry began collecting evidence today as it investigates whether to force lenders to separate their commercial and investment banks. You see, and we once were in that position at the time of the writing of that 1950s set of Encyclopedia Americana that I was sharing you articles out of. This was a known fact. It was a done deal. Commercial banking was on one side of the bank. Investment banking was on the other. Sometimes they weren't even in the same building, and sometimes they didn't even shake hands. The appointment of investment bankers as CEOs of the large banks makes perfect sense, said Tom Kirchmeier, a fellow at the London School of Economics. Well, we should all be surprised about his support for the idea. Quote, "This is where the profits and the risks are generated. As the investment banks became the most important business units of many, if not most, of the very large banks. And, of course, all the small banks are falling by the wayside. This is the decade of mergers and acquisitions. The little banks are getting gobbled up by the big banks, and the investment bankers are putting out their shingle at the top of the pile. To appoint the CEO out of this area is a logical consequence," he writes. Revenue at Gulliver's Global Corporation Investment Banking and Market Division almost doubled to $21.9 billion last year from $11.5 billion in 2005. Doesn't exactly sound like they're in a recession. Europe's universal banks, such as Deutsche Bank AG, UBS AG, Credit Suisse Group AG, are led by investment bankers. All right? In the U.S., J.P. Morgan Chase & Company is run by a former consumer banker. That'd be Jamie Dimon, I believe. A Bank of AmeriCorps is run by a lawyer by training, while Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., and Citigroup are, they say here, are run by former traders. I would say that they're run by present treasonous, traitorous, treacherous sewers, all right? That's what I think of Lloyd Blankfein this morning. Complex experience? It's a sign of the times, says Jason Kennedy. With complex products, you need people who have complex experience. Well, here you go. We'll be back right after these words. Stay tuned.
Talk radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So you've just got to know that's where that's going to go with the investment bankers. We'll drop that article and go over here. Fed dissenter Honig campaign against easy credit has roots in the prairie. All right. We're talking about a major PR campaign that's being run here by Bloomberg and elsewhere. I went up this morning, looked at the New York Slime, and I went over to the Washington Postal as well. And it's the same kind of claptrap coming out of there. Everybody's trying to paint a pretty picture when it comes to the discussion of the Fed. And so this is an unusual story. I thought I'd share portions of it with you. You can find it. It's a very lengthy article if you're interested. It's up on Bloomberg this morning by Paul Barrett and Scott Landman, September 23rd. Thomas Honig, dressed in a gray suit, white shirt with French cuffs. Baby, well, we don't need that. I don't care whether he was wearing boxers or briefs. What? A large Kansas City Tea Party banner covers a table at the door. All right, this is a big Kansas City, Missouri Tea Party. Attendees wear anti-tax stickers on their lapels. All right, I don't know where they got that from. Liberty stickers, where they got them. This is not an after-dinner speech for which most central bankers would volunteer. Right, painting the picture for you here. So is the author. Honig heads the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. That would be Kansas City, Missouri. It's right on the Mississippi River, folks, on the eastern margin of Missouri. Excuse me. Wrong. That's St. Louis. Wrong. Kansas City's on the western margin. We're one of the only states in the Union. I believe we are the only state in the Union that has not one but two Federal Reserve banks. And the one in Kansas City that he heads, Honig heads, is on the westernmost coast or border of Missouri. We have the Kansas City one over on the Mississippi. We have the other on our border with Kansas, Dorothy. So Honig heads the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. That's exactly due north of me, even though I'm in just a very, you know, two-band county-wide tier all the way up to state. We're in the Kansas City Federal Reserve Zone, and the rest of Missouri is in the St. Louis Federal Reserve System. This year, he also served as a voting member of the powerful Federal Open Market Committee. All right, remember the FOMC report, the meeting report that just came out that caused all the mayhem? Well, that's what the Federal Open Market Committee is. That's the acronym, FOMC. And he also is a voting member on there, which controls interest rates and the money supply. Many of those just now finishing their chocolate chip bread pudding dessert at Lenexa's Crown Plaza Hotel would like to see Honig lose his job. So what happens when a central banker comes around the Tea Party? Honig loses his job. Nothing personal, they say. They just consider the Federal Reserve an affront to the Constitution and want to shut it down, lock, stock, and vault. Honig smiles at his audience, and he begins his speech this way. He says, "This is a support the Fed rally, right?" All right. Dead silence. Then the room erupts in laughter. Okay. Disarm the Tea Parties, listen politely. Tea Partiers listen politely as Honig defends the Federal Reserve as an indispensable institution. Even at the moment, he says, if it happens to be heading in the wrong direction. And by the way, if it were up to him, though it's not really, he would break up the biggest Wall Street banks. All right? They're putting smiling faces on this Federal Reserve, and he's going to be roasted here by this Tea Party group in Kansas City. But it's a lengthy article. You can read it all for yourself. As it turns out, he was able to convince them that he was a good guy when he's really not also very much the good guy. Just a little more of the article. Okay. The applause starts tentatively, then builds to respectful appreciation. Afterwards, Steve Shoot, a leader of the Hope for America Coalition. Hope for America Coalition. Interesting. I don't know if he's a freedom advocate or whether he's a liberty advocate. Hope for America, freedom, the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is the best hope for America. I have no relationship to these folks, but nevertheless, Hope for America Coalition, the Kansas group that sponsored the dinner, good for them, compliments Honig for impressing a tough crowd. Here's his quote, "We believe the Federal Reserve should be abolished." I mean, how would you like to stand in front of a Fed governor and having just had the opportunity of listening to him speak and clapping and everybody twittering, then be able to address them and say these words. "We believe the Federal Reserve should be abolished. It is helping to destroy the country." That said, Honig seems like an okay guy. Quote, "He is someone going toe-to-toe with Ben Bernanke in the Boston, New York, Washington, San Francisco elite axis at the Fed. He brought some Midwestern common sense to the Fed. We know he doesn't agree with us, but we're still proud of him." All right? That's kind of just a regional pride, but he's got some coming to him. This is Tom Honig's moment, and it's a strange one. In Washington, he is a burr in the Fed Chairman Bernanke's saddle, the rogue Heartland banker who keeps dissenting alone. For the sixth straight time on September the 21st to protest the Fed's rock-bottom interest rate policy, Honig warns that the Bernanke majority is setting the country up for an as-yet-unknown asset bubble, the next dot-com or subprime craze. He can't tell you where the boom and bust will materialize, but he can feel it coming, like a Missouri wheat farmer senses in his bones the storm that's just over the horizon. Okay? So he knows that this thing isn't going to work, that the way that Bernanke's got it set up, and he's anticipating another collapse, another bust. And it's just a matter of time, and it's going to be either sooner or later. Continuing, Honig's outlying position seems to be less eccentric earlier this year when the recovery had more zip. Quote, "To continue to hold it through the kind of deterioration in the economy we've seen the past couple of months is, to me, quite puzzling." What he's talking about is holding down the interest rate. Says Lyle Gramley, a Federal Reserve governor in the 1980s who works as a senior economic advisor with the Potomac Research Group in Washington. And Paul Krugman, if you want to read his articles, if you want, the Princeton University Nobel laureate and the New York Times columnist, has written that Honig and a couple of other Fed presidents from the provinces have intimidated Bernanke out of taking more aggressive steps to stimulate job growth. And this is his reply. I think that's nonsense, Honig fires back. His irritation reveals how much he takes the disagreement to heart, says Richard W. Fisher, president of the Dallas Fed, and a Honig friend. I know Tom anguishes over this. He and I have talked about it. He's a plain-spoken kind of a fellow. Grew up in farming country, from farming stock, and then went on to become a Fed chief. Well, there's a lot more going on there. Let's look over here, too. Read the rest of that article, folks, if you're at all interested. It's rather lengthy, but it gives you a window. And by the way, before we get off that topic, he's lame-ducking out. He's coming to the end of his career. So now he's becoming a little bit more vocal, local. And it may help and it may not. I don't know. He might be just trying to do an image job on himself, but he may also be speaking his mind now on things that he's held back for years. He's going to have to retire. He's coming up at the end of his 29th year, I think. Dodd-Frank ban on ratings delay, U.S. implementing the Basel rule. Now, this would be Basel III. This is changing the amount of reserves the banks have to hold in their bank, you know, the capital reserves. A 24-line section of the 848-page Dodd-Frank Act, God only knows why it's 848 pages and why there's so much in it, is delaying U.S. implementation of international rules for how much capital banks need to hold against securitized assets. So there's a 24-line section in an 848-page bill that's being discussed here. It could be struck out, it could be taken out and voted on independently, up or down, but it's not. It's tied up with this big Dodd-Frank Act. The financial overhaul legislation signed by the usurper in July requires regulators to remove all references to credit ratings of securities from their rules. Requires regulators to remove all references to credit ratings of securities from their rules. It's part of the problem that we have. Part of the problem that we had. Everybody was buying junk. They were being told that it was good stuff, good to go, AAA, golden plated, and it wasn't. It was junk. Revised standards on how much capital banks need to hold against such assets in their trading books, approved by the Basel Committee on Banking Supervision in 2009, rely on such ratings. This is also the London Interbank Overnight Rate, the LIBOR. Keep that in your mind. This idea of changing the amount of money that banks have to hold in reserve, how much capital they need to hold against assets on their books, is what brought the Bank of Japan down, if you recall. That means that the U.S. will have to develop another mechanism that doesn't depend on firms such as Moody's Investors Service and Standard & Poor's, a process that threatens to slow adoption of the Basel rules on market risk. Well, obviously, with Moody's Investors and Standard & Poor's, they're like whores in the alley. Anybody that wants to pay them off, they'll give them whatever kind of a rating they want on their bonds. We'll be right back.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010. We know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks. Forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door, quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So there's a lot more that you can find out about this Basel III. You know, you could go up on, I think it's ellenbrown.com. I probably could think of a couple more URLs for her. But Ellen Brown has her finger on the pulse of this whole thing as well. Definitely check her writings out. Finding out what the bankers are doing is kind of pivotal. Really, right now, because they're setting up a whole new system. And I don't know how much of all this capital requirement nonsense and this and that, all of this is just window dressing for, you know, fodder for the masses. I really don't know. I think they've got a better plan up their sleeve, personally, and that they are likely to be springing it on us at any time. But some of the analysts out there are looking at longer projections, 1 year, maybe 3 years out. And so perhaps for a while they might be able to juggle the books a little bit more using different capital requirements. But again, here this from the article, and it's a long article, a long one. I'm not going to bore you with all of it, but certainly for those that have a financial bent, it's an interesting article to read. I read it this morning and learned lots. Implementation in the U.S. is going to be more complicated than other places, said Scott Annenberg, a former attorney for the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, that's FDIC, and now co-head of the financial services practice at the law firm Mayer Brown LLP in Washington. Quote, one reason will be complications raised by capital provisions in the Dodd-Frank bill. It can make things difficult when politicians attempt to legislate on matters that for good reasons have been traditionally left to regulators, okay? So remember, again, back to our study of economics, you've got fiscal policy in one pan, and you've got monetary policy in the other pan. The Federal Reserve deals with monetary policy. This is what he said here. It's difficult to attempt to legislate. That's fiscal policy. on matters that for good reason have traditionally been left to regulators, the policies of the Fed versus legislation. Market risk rules, the Federal Reserve, the FDIC, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, and the Office of Thrift Supervision were on the verge of completing a draft rule on market risk when the Dodd-Frank bill was passed in July, said three people with knowledge of the work. The ban on ratings forced them to go back to the drawing board, the people said. The search for an alternative will be a significant undertaking for the regulators, two of the people said. All right, it goes on and on, talks about subsections of the legislation. Well, I want to jump over here. We're going to talk about this a little bit. Yesterday we got into the United Nations Millennium Development Summit. Drew a little fire in the email basket, but that's to be expected. And we were talking about how Bill and Melinda Gates and the others, they're all coming out behind the United Nations Millennium Development Summit, talking about vaccinations and ending this more childhood mortality and all of that. Here, we can just give you a little bit of that article quickly. Comes back up here, jump over there, scroll this back up here to get to the top. I didn't have it done. All right. Women are almost invisible in some places, it says. They are second-class citizens. They are seen as people without rights and so on and so forth. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon yesterday unveiled a $169 billion program intended to prevent the deaths of 15 million children under 5 years old and save 570,000 women who would die from complications related to pregnancy and childbirth. And then it goes here. It says the UN commitment to the plan included $5 billion from Japan, $3.29 billion from the United Kingdom, Seattle-based Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and Monrovia, California-based World Vision International pledged $1.5 billion each, and CARE, C-A-R-E, whose headquarters are in Atlanta, it would donate $1.8 billion, the UN said. Okay? Now, that being said, one of our listeners sent an article here, and I'll open that now and bring this up. This has off of Reuters Health. All pregnant women should get a flu shot, say the OBGYNs. All right? So we're going to lay out a little bit of cognitive dissonance here. On the one hand, Bill and Melinda Gates are all over the developing countries trying to spread their vaccines. And on the other hand, you know, the Rothschilds, Reuters, out of New York, writing this by Frederick Jolving, says, despite landing in the hospital, more often if they catch the flu, no more than a quarter of pregnant women in the U.S. get vaccinated against it. Okay? Now, how much have we heard in the last 18 months warning pregnant women against going and getting a flu vaccine? All right? But the banner headline here, as if people have, you know, terribly short-term memory, all pregnant women should get flu shots, say the OBGYN. So they've gone into the medical practice and they've, you know, obtained consensus. That's according to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, which has issued a recommendation urging all pregnant women to get the flu shot. All right, mercury, thimerosal, everything, just go ahead and put it in that toxic soup in there with your baby. Horrible. Well, the recommendation itself isn't new. The statement, published in the Journal of Obstetrics, that's not a word that I say often, and Gynecology, adds evidence on the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine, said Dr. William M. Callaghan of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. He said, the CDC and several medical associations backed this statement, which notes that the shot not only protects the woman, but also her baby. Flu vaccines aren't approved by the Food and Drug Administration for infants younger than 6 months of age, but babies can get the protective antibodies naturally through breast milk if their mother got the vaccine. While flu vaccines contain the mercury-based preservative thimerosal, a study out last week found the compound did not increase the risk of autism, as some have worried. Maybe they would probably be the same group that would encourage you to Drink plenty of fluoridated water to keep your bones strong. The statement does not recommend against vaccines containing preservatives, but notes that thimerosal-free alternatives are available, as if that was the only problem. It adds that there have been no reports of side effects in pregnant women or their babies, but that women should only get the inactivated vaccine. Last week, the CDC asked healthcare providers to encourage pregnant women to get flu shots. Last week, asking healthcare providers. See how this works, Big Pharma? This could have a large impact on women's decision-making, according to data from 2006 and 2007 surveys of pregnant women in Georgia and Rhode Island. And if you'll remember, most of the flu vaccine either wound up getting given away or thrown away last go-round. Some of it must have been put in refrigerators. They're dragging it out this year. The findings, also published in Obstetrics and Gynecology, that would be the magazine again, show less than 1 in 5 women in Georgia had been vaccinated against the seasonal flu. Many of those who hadn't said their doctors had never broached the topic. Well, by contrast, nearly a third of the women in Rhode Island had been vaccinated with encouragement from a healthcare provider, increasing the chances more than 50 times. In its letter to physicians, the CDC said pregnant women were more susceptible to severe illness caused by flu and accounted for 1 in 20 deaths for H1N1 influenza or swine flu, pig's fly flu, in 2009. By comparison, only 1 in 100 was pregnant in the population. Now here's the quote. We know for certain that there are changes in the immune system that allow the pregnancy to continue, Callaghan told Reuters Health. Perhaps the downside is that they also allow the virus to persist. So, very interesting here. The U.S. flu season starts in October, just days away, and will be inundated with promotions and enticements until May. I think that's important enough to mention. All right, one more piece of news here. This from the chat room. We've talked about this in the past, but I'll just bring it out again. Talking about the last major incandescent U.S. factory making incandescent light bulbs closes in Winchester, Virginia. All right. Now, we brought out the durable goods report earlier, but it's important to realize that if we stop making things or if we switch over to CFL bulbs, a lot of our old manufacturers are going to have to stand down or move to China, which many have done. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds,
and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, September the 24th, 2010, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now, starting the second hour of today's broadcast, we come to you each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. The first hour of today's broadcast went through a variety bag of mixed financial news and other news that's out there. Lots of newsy news, as I like to say in the archives. Lots of newsy news today. It's all public notice. It's to bring this information to your attention so that you stay on board with their agenda, which, as Alan Watt and many others have pointed out many times in the past, this agenda is already, their agenda is already 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ahead of us. But what we're seeing in the news lets us know what's in our immediate future. All right, this article off of Huffington, the Huffington Post, I wouldn't ordinarily go there, but it does refer me to Mother Nature Network if I wanted to go there instead, but it still talks about the same thing, so let's cover it. Mother Nature Network writes, major companies like General Electric have dedicated the last few years to switching over to eco-friendly compact fluorescent bulbs, which ostensibly, and I'm going to underline that, highlight it, and bookmark it, which ostensibly use 75% less energy while giving as much light as an incandescent light bulb. They're supposed to last longer, too. They're supposed to be cooler and all of this stuff. Many people that have been using these things don't agree with these claims that are being made. But it's important to understand that, you know, we talk about as American as apple pie. I can think of very few things that is as American as Edison's light bulb. Some of his light bulbs with the heavier filaments still are burning today. All right, they've gone to these super flimsy, lightweight, cheap and chintzy filaments so that your light bulb burns a little cooler for people that sit under a reading lamp all day like me. But we do that at the expense of rapid burnouts on light bulbs. All right. They don't need to use such chintzy, cheesy, tiny little filaments. They could use a little sturdier filament, and the bulbs would last and last and last. But anyway, it ain't the little filament that's causing this. It's these green light bulbs. As the Washington Post reports, one unintended consequence is the contribution that it makes to the continuing erosion of U.S. manufacturing, okay, durable goods. Not so much as a washing machine, a good old Whirlpool or something, or a GE range, but it is part of the durable goods mix. As companies transition over to making CFLs, these compact fluorescent bulbs, local plants close and jobs are moved out of the country. Have you been to the store lately buying light bulbs? You know that you have to go digging through all of the boxes to find anything made in America. And then even if it is a GE, you take them out of the package, you look on the top and it says made in Mexico. All right? Not a good story. Not good news at all. Yesterday, I didn't get to this one. I do want to bring out this article to your attention. It gives us some information for the Technoprobe. Net neutrality. Dispute on Internet access. Questions and answers off Bloomberg. Todd Shields writes, it's a fairly long article. You could find it probably still up on Bloomberg, net neutrality dispute on the Internet access. Internet companies such as Facebook, Inc. are fighting communication providers led by AT&T and Comcast over what rules U.S. regulators should adopt for the Internet. That assumes, of course, that U.S. regulators should adopt rules for the Internet. We'll talk about common purpose in a minute. We might understand why some rules might be handy,
or at least some laws, but why should we adopt rules for the Internet? Everybody knows it's a wild and woolly experience. If you've ever read Windows for Dummies of any of the various versions, you always know that he warns you about the Internet. It's not a place to travel, you know, lightly. You need to have a little bit of discernment would be good. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back once again. Lots of action going on in the chat room, folks. If you're not logged on, bookmark becomevocallocal.com. I do have a chat room there. There's not a lot on my internet website, but the contact information is all there. And certainly the chat room is there, and I pop in and out of the chat room throughout the broadcast, so you might want to jump up there if you're on the web. But this article is rather interesting and revealing. Again, this is about net neutrality. You know, we heard all about it, okay? And, you know, for people, technophobes like myself, the author styles this as a primer for technophobes. What is net neutrality? All right. It is the idea that all Internet traffic should be treated equally. In theory, companies that handle Internet traffic, including Comcast and AT&T, would have to transmit Google Inc.'s YouTube videos at the same speed as movies from Netflix Inc. AT&T couldn't give a priority service to YouTube in exchange for payments at the expense of the video services rivals, all right? Net neutrality. So this is the idea that keeping the playing field level for everybody, at least, is how this article is being started, right? Now, I know Brian from Arizona has called in this morning and may be on the line, but Brian, I can't bring your call up. I haven't been able to access the phone board. It doesn't refresh properly. So if you're just listening, and many people do, many people use mobile devices and other things like that to listen to these broadcasts. They get them on their, I guess, I don't know how it all works. I don't have any of that little tippy-tappy stuff. But there are many different avenues of accessing Internet content. And so net neutrality may be something makes sense, at least to some. Why do supporters say the government should impose net neutrality rules? Advocates say that without rules, Internet service providers may manage their networks to favor their own content or that of business partners while blocking or slowing competing offerings, right? Without rules. So, you know, we have trouble from time to time making connections. From time to time, we have difficulties, you know, on using Skype and other technologies. And so there, you know, may be some, some benefit in all of this. But I can also say this from my own personal experience. I have both a dial-up line and a high-speed DSL. I have two different options at my fingertips all the time because I do broadcasting. To communicate with the outside world, if one or the other goes down, I can usually, you know, rely upon the other to be up. And as far as telephone is concerned, here in Southwest Missouri, every call is a long-distance call, with very few exceptions. I mean, we've got a small area where there's a little town in here, and those are no-charge calls, and then everything else is long-distance. And so I enjoy using the Skype, which affords me, I don't have to keep buying the calling cards and things like that. I don't have a long-distance plan of any kind. But I can use the Skype to make my long-distance calls without having to pay the toll. And so there are great opportunities here. I could conceivably drop the dial-up connection entirely and save money over $100 a year, closer to $170 a year. And I could get rid of the telephone hardline connection, just say goodbye to the residential phone, and just stick with Skype. Let everybody know via email that if they want to call me, they'll either need to call me on Skype or shoot me an email, and I'll call them back. Of course, there would be a number of my acquaintances that don't have the Internet, and they would just basically fall out of the box, but I still have snail mail if they want to get a hold of me in a driveway. So I think as we go forward into the 21st century here, more and more people are going to be getting rid of some of these conventional technologies and centering around the Internet, provided that this net neutrality thing doesn't cause any problems. Let's continue. Advocates again say that without rules, Internet service providers may manage their networks to favor their own content or that of business partners while blocking or slowing competing offerings. And that would not be right. That would undermine the web's premise of openness and opportunity, locking out new ventures and restricting the choices of users, the supporters say. So we're getting both sides of an argument here, ostensibly. I'm sure that Doug Owen and Lee Rogers and Mike Chambers, to name just few of the hosts on the network, could provide a lot of dialogue here. Among supporters are companies such as Skype Technologies SA, which provides free and discounted phone service over the Internet, an advocacy group such as Washington-based Free Press. Why do the opponents say the government shouldn't put new rules in place? Internet service providers such as cable and phone companies say rules would interfere with their need to manage networks so that bad bandwidth-hogging applications don't slow service to everyone. Now, I have to say that I also have a smart meter on the electrical connection outside. It runs with a wireless connection. I don't have the wireless connection, you know, connected, but I can detect it, I think, through the router. All right? So I know it's there. Now, if everybody is on smart meters, would they then be hogging their reporting continuously to the electrical co-op? Are they hogging up bandwidth needlessly? All right? Needlessly? Possibly. Why does the electrical company need to know 50 or 1,000 times a day how much electricity I'm using? Are they just robbing bandwidth, you know? So continuing, there's no evidence of abuses that would merit government intervention. Or I could also say that if my telephone companies, if CenturyTel or whatever they call them now, don't like losing all their customers to Skype or TeamSpeak or some of the other options out there, maybe they would start hogging up a little bit of bandwidth on their own to make Skype calls less desirable, less effective. Lots of possibilities in here. There's no evidences of abuses that would merit government intervention, and consumers would abandon any internet provider that limited their online choices, the opponents say. In other words, it would be a free market where people would just say, hey, look, we've heard on the web that you're a bunch of turds, and we're going to flush the bowl, all right? So people would vote with their pocketbooks, and that would be a good thing, too. They say rules would discourage billions of dollars in network investment by limiting potential returns. Has the government attempted to enforce net neutrality previously? Next question in our primer. The Federal Communications Commission censured Comcast, the largest U.S. cable provider, in 2008 for interfering with subscribers' web traffic in a case that involved the BitTorrent file sharing application. Many of you have seen that little symbol on the web. A federal court ruled in April of this year that the FCC lacked power to act against Comcast. FCC Chairman Julius Ganofsky said the decision, quote-unquote, reduces sharply the commission's authority over Internet service providers. But again, my question is, why do we need them, the Federal Communications Commission, getting involved with the Internet, you know, in the first place? Ganofsky proposed shoring up the FCC's power by extending to the Internet rules written in the 20th century for monopoly telephone service. See, that's why they were created. This is like ultra vires. This is beyond their power. This is beyond their authority. Only if they are given the authority would they be able to move beyond the telephone services and get involved with the Internet. Well, we'll continue with that briefly on the other side. Find an interesting article about a local rural Missourian that's going big time. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, Here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So there's a bit more on this particular article off Bloomberg in regards to net neutrality. Certainly you can find it on their website this morning. I'd encourage you, if it's an issue that's hot and a button for you, to go and take a look at it. So you might want to bookmark it or keep it in a bin with other net neutrality articles. But I'm going to go ahead and take another leap here. There's something I want to cover in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today, and I want to get this other news article behind us. In rural Missouri, again, this off Bloomberg, an IT outsourcing company challenges India. This is a rather interesting twist, all right? Can information technology services companies located in rural areas in the U.S. compete with lower-priced counterparts offshore? Now, of course, we have chatter in the chat room finding out now about, ICLEI and Local Agenda 21 issues in Idaho, and been connected together again with... hopefully you'll follow up the lead and go and visit Vicki Davis's website, www.channelingreality.com. Vicki's done a lot of research, lives in Idaho, done a lot of research, sharing with us on a regular basis just what's going down in Idaho. But as far as the Global Job Bank, global workforce is concerned, we're already finding that there are lots of bennies given to foreign corporations to move into the United States to set up these economic enterprise zones and basically insource an outsourced enterprise. This is a slightly different take. This is an American who is setting up a business to use, and I'm not going to paint I'm not running up the flag here, folks. Okay, we're not waving the flag. There's a fly in the ointment here. I'm not going to bang on him too hard about it. But he is doing something, and he's hoping that, as an entrepreneur, he's got an angle. Let's find out about it. Again, can information technology services compete located in rural areas in the U.S.? Can they compete with lower-priced counterparts offshore? In other words, you're trying to find out some information about your Hewlett-Packard computer, and you're sick and tired of dealing with Mahmoud and Rajid and pressing one for everything until you get the right language. You're tired of all that. And then at the end of the day, because they use decision tree logic, if you happen to have a problem that doesn't match their decision tree, after all of the hours wasted getting to that person, they can't help you anyway. All right? So... it's like training monkeys. They can only respond to the questions, and they have to keep bringing you down the decision tree until they get to the answer that they have in front of them. Continuing, the 37-year-old founder, Shane Mays, is betting they can. Now, if you live in Missouri or if you're out of work and you're thinking about a job, you're needing a job, you're not able to find one, listen carefully, all right? This is a job opportunity I'm sharing with you. I wouldn't be qualified for it. It would be something that you'll find out. For those of us who are too old to matter and techno-challenged, this is not a job for me. The 37-year-old founder of Onshore Technology Services says his 70-person business, which teaches software development skills to former manufacturing workers in small towns in Missouri, had $5 million in revenue last year, expects $10 million this year, and plans to hire an additional 70 employees in 2011. Mays, who founded Onshore, capital O, Onshore, you might browse that up. Mays, who founded Onshore in 2004, spoke with Bloomberg.com entrepreneurs editor Nick Leiber about his company's training program, pricing strategy, and plans to expand to 1,000 employees. All right? He plans to hire an additional 70 employees. He's trying to expand to 1,000. There's lots of opportunity here. You might want your name in the list. Nick Leiber. Here's the interview. Most people don't think of the U.S. as a great place to locate outsourcing services. Can you describe your approach to the business? Shane Mays replies, we provide IT services with a premium customer experience at an offshore price. That includes application development and integration, software testing, and data reporting services. The thing that we're really known for is the fact that we're in very rural towns. So you might not only be able to get a good job, but you might have a better place to live, get out of the town, out of the city. We go into areas where there isn't a rural IT workforce and create a workforce organically by taking underemployed and dislocated workers, like the many people from the Jumpin' Jack Shoes factory or people that have worked for Justin Boots and stuff like that, now unemployed. People that work for the Lazy Boy recliner factory, maybe. Okay, we take these rural workers, we're creating a workforce organically by taking underemployed and dislocated workers through a four-month boot camp-style training program that we've developed to make software developers out of them. It's called OJT, on-the-job training. And an ideal system, because this four-month program, boot camp-style training, will make you, you know, desirable to this particular company. How do you figure out who to take for the training program? We partner with the Missouri Career Centers. Now, that is the problem, in my opinion. But we're just going to give it to him. Give him a point. He saw something. He's utilizing it. The career centers do a certain amount of screening before we even talk to them. Then we do behavioral interviewing. And we give them what's called the computer programming aptitude battery test. All right? So they're going to check out your brain. They're going to check out your aptitude. And if they think you're a candidate, they're going to take you beyond that. They're ranked, and there's a threshold they have to be passed before they can get in. We have about a 1-to-8 interview to hire ratio. Now think about all of the times that you've heard in the last year of thousands of people lining up with their resumes in hand to apply for a single opening in a grocery store, restaurant, wherever. All right? These guys have a 1-to-8 interview-to-hire ratio. Your odds are pretty good. Are there enough workers in these areas? It is a challenge, he says. For us to continue to grow significantly, we have to have a distributed structure. I don't see us getting any larger than a couple hundred people in any one of our locations. So what we would have to do is open up new locations across the country. We'll get to that eventually. And so here also is the opportunity to move up in a rapidly expanding business model. If you excel at what you're doing and you have good people skills and perhaps a pleasing appearance, and you know how to conduct yourself in an office environment, you may be middle management before too long. So even though there are lots of people out of work, it doesn't mean they can all do what you need them to do. The answer? Absolutely not. It's very, very hard. Our training is kind of our secret sauce. It's gut-wrenching hard work. Otherwise, everybody would be doing it. So Shane has come up with a training module that will weed the wheat, you know, the chaff out of the wheat, so to speak. But if you can make the pack, this is an opportunity. Answer. How do your prices compare to offshores? Now, this is interesting. It was to me. We are a bit more expensive than offshore outsourcing firms, but there's a thing called risk-adjusted rate. Gardner came up with a formula for applying risk factors when outsourcing. So if you look at the communications gaps, the time zone differences, and the quality issues that come from high attrition that goes offshore, our costs and offshore costs net out to be about the same. So he's got a good business model to boot. We'll be right back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are experiencing technical difficulties on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. I'm going to recommend that if you're listening to the stream right now, live, not to refresh your browser or to travel away from the page if you want to continue listening. I did that and to refresh the phone board to see whether we had any more callers and have not been able to reaccess that. So again, if you're out there listening live to this broadcast, don't refresh your screen. Don't travel away from the page. If you want to hear the rest of the broadcast and the rest of the programming, just stay right where you are and be blessed to be inside the network. I'm getting a lot of emails and Skype messages from listeners who are unable to connect. Okay, so just enjoy the blessing you've got. You're listening a live broadcast, and I would suggest not, again, refreshing or traveling away from the page you're on. Let's go back to this article. Again, this is about a young man in Missouri who has an Iraq war vet who has come up with an interesting idea, and he is moving forward rapidly to building a company that will be able to provide at a competitive price all of those goods and services that, as I said before, the Rajeep and Mustafa provide in India and elsewhere whenever you try and get any technical support for any of your computer gadgets, all right? What about domestic suppliers, the question interview continues. We're anywhere from 25 to 30% less. If you see a $70 an hour bill rate in St. Louis, that would compare to a $45 an hour bill rate in our rural centers, all right? So they're implementing a strategy that I could say is a problem, but I will, in the face of the unemployment situation, not condemn them for it, having not interviewed, talked to, or otherwise gotten to know who Shane is and what his mindset is. But this is the way of the future. This is the wave of the future, my man, as we move into sustainable development communities all around the United States. As we move out of, the country and out of the suburbs and into sustainable communities, you'll have satellite opportunities to work, new urbanism, etc. These satellite hubs here, there, and everywhere where people will work, and they won't be all congested up in the big cities so that they can affect complete destruction and urban renewal of the big cities and build them into green metropolitan areas anyway. So this article continues, is what kind of clients do you work with? We've got a very strong portfolio of Fortune 500 companies, including MasterCard. All right, so he's already got a good business model. He's offering a competitive rate. He's taking it out into the heartland, working with people that live in rural communities, keeping all of his overhead down, keeping everything tight, and he's moving forward. In terms of growth, what's your strategy? He says, we're growing relatively slowly compared to the actual opportunity. Our sales pipeline is about 14 million. That's well over 100 people. That's well over what 100 people we could bring in right away. We don't really market ourselves. We only have one salesperson in the entire company. Typically, for a company of our size, you'd have three, one for every 20 people. Drop down a little bit further. Where do you fit within your clients' outsourcing suppliers? All of our customers do offshore outsourcing, and sometimes when they want to do something new and it's a little risky, they're rolling out some new system or some new innovation, they'll have us work on that, and we'll effectively commoditize that work. Then that work will be eventually transitioned to a competitor's offshore center. So this is not a panacea. It could be a beginning stage. You could be a pioneer for continuing offshoring. This could be like an SAIC in the development. Nevertheless, just sharing it with you. This is the entrepreneurial spirit. This is the difference between having, let me just let him say it for himself. What led you to start this kind of a business? He says, I was in the Air Force during the first Gulf War. Then I got into IT. Before I started Onshore, and that's the name of his business, O-N-S-H-O-R-E, Onshore. It's like OnStar, Onshore. I was running offshore development projects for Elsevier while I was in Turkey for the Air Force. A sort of zealous patriotism that I have began to solidify. So he says he's a zealous patriot or a patriotic zealot. Zealous patriotism. When I started this company, I didn't have anything. I had no money. There was no such thing as a rural outsourcing industry. I had no customers. I had no proven ability to deliver. I didn't have people to do the work. I'll say it again. I had no money. I used to talk about how we could build a billion-dollar business. I still say I am building a billion-dollar business. Right? It's the difference between the mindset. We've talked about this in the past. The mindset between looking for a job as opposed to the entrepreneurial mindset is that I'm going to build a business. I have no money, don't have anything, no friends, no car, whatever. There was no such thing as rural outsourcing. In other words, you've come up with an idea that nobody else is following. I had no customers, no proven ability to deliver. I didn't have people to do the work. This is the power of the positive mental attitude. This is the think and grow rich concept that we learned about so long ago. This is the idea of the positive expectancy to win. I don't know how I'm getting there. I don't know how I'm getting to the top of that mountain, but I'm going to be on the top of that mountain. Don't tell me I can't. Just get out of my way. I'm going. You want to come go with me? Come behind me. All right? It's a whole different attitude. I love to be around people like that. That's the winning attitude. Entrepreneurs, people that aren't put down easily. So anyway, there's more to that. Here's a little bit more of a different kind of an article I want to start in on. We won't have time to go into it in great detail. But there is an organization that I want to bring to your attention. Vicki Davis sent me a link to this some time ago, and I did kind of shelve it mentally. She sends me plenty of them, and this was lengthy. But I have recently been introduced to this concept in a real-world way. In England, in Norfolk, there is a group that has created a website which they're titling Vocal Local. All right? And that kind of annoyed me. I was browsing up my chat room through Chatango and typed Vocal Local into the browser, and immediately their link came up. So I just clicked on it and traveled there. And fortunately, we have listeners in the chat room that live in England and other listeners out there, and we're starting to sew this together. But this organization out there is 180 degrees out of sync with my broadcast, and so it's kind of a libelous thing. I'm a little bit offended. But they've taken it on. They're using Be a Vocal Local as opposed to Become Vocal Local. They don't even know proper English, but they're using the exclamation point that I have attached as part of my style or trade name, if you will, the name of this broadcast. And so as we start to go into this, we find there is another organization laying even yet behind that. And it is, and there's folks over there, they're following the same thing. This is one of the reasons why I've been very reluctant to put a lot of postings on my website. I don't want to spell the whole game plan out in black and white so any Tom, Dick, and Harry can swing along and pick it up. But anyway, they've got a real good little website. It's nice and tidy. It's all about becoming vocal local in their local areas over in Norwich area, Cromer, England. And we find that there may be a connection to this other group, Common Purpose. Their philosophy is communitarianism. Of course, those of you that listen to Oracle for any length of time have heard Lark from Dallas call in. He brings up the research of Nicky Rapana and his own excellent research, and from time to time tells us about his understanding of communitarianism. Well, here's Common Purpose. Maybe you haven't heard of it before. Common Purpose, and this website is www.stopcp.com. StopCP, that's stopcommonpurpose.com. Brian Garrish, and we're going to cover him in a minute. Maybe if we have time today, we'll do that maybe on Monday. Common Purpose is part of the New World Order and Sustainable Development Movement. The main objective of Common Purpose is social control in a collectivist and corporatist society. The philosophy behind Common Purpose is a strange mixture of capitalism and communism called communitarianism. Communitarianism, which is difficult to pin down, is a type of neo-communism that owes some of its ideas to Gramsci and the Fabians. And when Tony B. the Liar, Tony Blair, talked about the third way, he meant communitarianism. Many of you have heard about the third way. I've come across the third way many times in writings as early as the late 1890s forward. Barry the Usurper, the author here, writes, and again, this is like a blog post, all right? This is someone's website I'm on, and I like the information. Barry the Usurper is a Fabian communitarian. Although you'll not have heard him use the term during his election campaign, Americans will get a shock when the truth of his hidden agenda becomes known and they find out his real intentions. Bear in mind that the usurper is simply a front man for the New World Order communitarians. As yet, there has been no show of CP stretching to the east with the newly appointed president of the Philippines. There's more to that. Communitarians want to create a postmodern, post-democratic, feudal society run by a small number of rich and powerful people with everyone else working as peasants. Sound familiar to the things we discuss here on Become Vocal Local? We'll be right back.
V The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And blowing into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, we're focusing on the common purpose, the philosophy thereof, on a website, www.stopcp.com, www.stopcp.com. On this website, there's a write-up here, and this is the Getting Started with Common Purpose, so that you understand what it's all about, and I'm just sharing it with you whole cloth for the benefit of those of our listeners out there that are not internet-connected and are listening on the AM and FM affiliates. And just for the background info, communitarians want to create a postmodern, post-democratic feudal society run by a small number of rich and powerful people. Of course, going way back when Mike Chambers was moving from the city to the farm, he asked me to step in for him one evening on the Midnight Rider, and during that broadcast, I had a little contest. I asked everyone if anyone could call in and tell me how it was that the pursuit of happiness, the words pursuit of happiness, found their way into the Declaration of Independence, that I'd send them out a brand new copy of F.A. Hayek's Road to Serfdom. We weren't able to get any takers. We had some that were close. I've put that out numerous times, never have been able to get anybody to really give me an answer. But anyway, I have given away two cases. Very expensive books. University of Chicago, it's like the definitive edition of the paperback. It cost me 12 $12.50 plus shipping. They retail, I think, at $25. I've given away two cases of that book. That's how important I believe that it is. And this is what we're talking about here. Communitarians, again, want to create a postmodern, post-democratic, feudal society. Feudal. The new feudalism, global serfdom. Run by a small number of rich and powerful people. And haven't we just heard over and over again lately that the number of rich are getting fewer and fewer and their wealth is getting bigger and bigger and the rest of us are just a bunch of cattle, you know, chattel. Apartment house chattel, it's the furniture in the building. You take out a real property mortgage on the land and the building, and then you can take out a chattel's mortgage for all the beds and the bedposts and the chairs and the tables and the lamps that might be in the building in the various apartments. A chattel's mortgage. Well, there's been a chattel's mortgage taken out on you and I. Feudal society run by a small number of rich and powerful people with everyone else working as peasants. Beasts in the field. That's why the borders are wide open. The United Nations International Migration and Development Agenda. In order to achieve their objectives, they must destroy the middle class and the nation state. Of course, let us understand what is the middle class. All right. The beasts in the field are not really the middle class. The middle class are these people like Shane Mays. Entrepreneurs, people that are actually providing work. You destroy them, everyone's out of work. These links will explain more about this evil and dictatorial philosophy. And right on top of this list, they list Nikki Rapana and her excellent analysis. And that's, I think it's Nord, N-O-R-D. Don't have it in my mind. You want to know about Nikki Rapana, you can't find it on the web, shoot me an email. I'll get you right back with a link to her website. It's the Anti-Communitarian League, the ACL, I think. You can try that. Anti-Communitarian League, Nikki, N-I-K-I, and that ought to pop it right up in Google. All right, for an excellent overview of what's going on, see the EU Communitarian Agenda and the New Feudalists. Matthew Jarvis, the Fabian Society, etc., and there's more. All right, he also lists the International Forecaster, Bob Chapman's. He also talks about Europac Peter Schiff, all right? Peter Schiff, maybe from the same line of the Schiffs and the Warbricks. But anyway, here's quotes. In a communitarian society, we'll just run out on some quotes here. In a communitarian society, which is inherently coercive, it isn't just the majority view that prevails and becomes policy. The majority view is the only one which can be spoken, the only one which can be even heard. Right? Got all this hate speech and hate crimes coming on us and at us. All right, all this newspeak, political correctness. The greatest good of the greatest number trumps. Is it any surprise we should find this in England? After all, this is the home of philosophical radicalism. England is. Jeremy Bentham, the panopticon. We've spoken of that prison idea, the global prison planet, before. Communitarian is a collectivist philosophy that explicitly rejects individualism. It's always a war of the collective against the individual. It's always the war of the three sheep and the one wolf voting for supper. Ideology of civic society or communitarianism, the ideology of civic society is just civile, this Roman law, all right? Which is nothing less than one version of post-Marxist collectivism, which wants privileges for organized groups and in consequence, a re-feudalization of society. What is all of this about preferences and privileges for organized groups? We've talked about this pluralistic society written about in the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences by Harold J. Lasky. What a fitting person to be asked to pen that article, pluralism. Pluralism. You've got all of the bugs and bunny groups, all of these groups out there. You've got all the pink, you know, all the gay groups, so all of the women groups. You've got all of the race groups. You've got, you know, La Raza, the whole bunch. And so we give privileges to organized groups. You ever call your senator, your congressman? They always ask you, well, who do you represent? Who are you with? Who are you with? You know, you got to look around in the living room. Hell, I think I'm by myself, honey. Who are you with? You know. Anyway, continuing. In general, communitarians emphasize society rather than the individual and believe that group responsibilities to family, community, nation, the globe should trump individual rights. Rights, rights. You're going to know what it's like to have no rights very soon. Right? Why? Because group responsibilities to family, to community, to nation, to the globe, to Gaia, Trump, individual rights. Nature's God, and the laws of nature, nature's God, and created. Oh, boy. Given to your, by your creator certain unalienable rights. That's all going by the bye-bye with this. In general, communitarians emphasize society. Communitarianism is not about the common good, not the greatest good of the greatest number. It's about power and the absolute and dictatorial control of money and people. Nothing more, nothing less. It's always power. It's always power. Yes, we can expose Zionism for what Zionism is. We can expose Talmudic, you know, Judaism for what it is. We can expose the Marian apparitions and the various and sundry heretical natures of the Catholic Church and the Vatican and the Pope for what it is, and the Jesuit order for all the deeds they've done, and the Benedictines as well. But at the end of the day, there's this brass ring of power in the brass roots. There's a brass ring of power, and whoever has the will to reach for that ring, they'll almost immediately find another hand on their elbow and another hand on their wrist guiding them gently towards that ring of power. Because it's all about power. And it doesn't have sects or tongues or tribes or creeds or genders associated with it. If you're willing to reach for that ring of power and forego everything else, you'll be helped right along. Become a change agent yourself, if you like. The communitarians work behind the scenes. Elite communitarian thinkers quietly slide their new laws inside projects and programs few regular folk will think or dare to question. We spoke about those 28 lines inside the Dodd-Frank bill this morning. And just so you won't look any closer or open your mouth to ask one dumb question, the communitarians mask their fascist programs behind all kinds of lovely phrasing. The new phrases work so well that if you do speak up with a debatable question, it means you don't want to live in a safe and healthy community. Remember right out of Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59, the promotion of a culture of safety. Right? The promotion of a culture of safety. That's the development of a safety cult. And again, Agenda 21 and this communitarianism, it means you don't want to live in a safe and healthy community. See, don't you want to live in a safe and healthy community? Wouldn't you like to live in an environmentally safe and sound area? And so they discredit the messenger, even if you do raise a debatable question. And since everyone has agreed, in order to reach communitarian consensus, you will be shunned and excluded from the decision-making councils that control the new districts. Councils. Soviets. We've spoken of those in the past as well. Soviets and councils. Unelected boards and councils. Where is your representation in a matrix like that? I say you have none, unless you are one. So, with that, thank you for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have all of the Oracle streams live and running hot and heavy for you in the morning. And until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
TeamSpeak.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.